attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, rightly divided here with power, authority, and conviction by Bishop Eddie Addy from the Macarius Church headquarters. This anointed teaching will challenge you, strengthen you, and equip you for a truly victorious life in the Lord. Be transformed as you listen.
Give attention to my words.
You are more than a conqueror. I say you are more than a conqueror. You know, you have to learn how to say your amen so that it actually works for you. Amen is, as somebody put it, it's like a net. It is used for catching prophetic words. If you ever go to Witness Chapel, you will understand what an amen net is. There is not a sentence of blessing which is just met with silence. Or it's like we are thinking of the next thing that he will say before we say the amen. It's like if you make a mistake of saying that you are a blessed man, when it's like you are going to continue the sentence, but just because it says you are a blessed man, when you, before you can continue the sentence, you will hear amen. But over here, especially in my first service, I have to say you are blessed. Silence. You are blessed. Silence. You are blessed. About, then I say, are you not receiving the prophetic word? Before they say amen. Oh, by that time, the prophetic word is gone long time. I will explain. There was a king in Israel, and Elisha went to him to prophesy about the victories to come. And to do that, he gave him a token, like a prophetic token, an act, something he should do in terms of the victory. But I don't know whether the king didn't understand it. But the Bible says that Elisha asked him to strike the ground. He didn't give him any number. He just said he should take the arrow. Okay? And then he said he put his hand on the bow. And he shot the arrow out of the window. And he told the king that this is the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. Then he told him that he should strike the ground with the arrow. Take the arrows, and he took them, and he said unto the king of Israel, smite upon the ground, and he smote thrice and stayed. He smote how many times? Thrice and he stayed. Next verse says, and the man of God was wroth. Wroth means angry. Was angry with him and said, thou shouldest have smitten 5 or 6 times. Are you following? You can sit down. I'm teaching already. But I'm teaching you about amen net before I go on. Because this is a conference. So at a conference, you learn a few things which you can use by way of a workshop. So he says, and the man of God was angry with him and said, thou shouldest have smitten 5 or 6 times. But how many times did he smite the ground? Thrice, which means what?
Three
times. Thrice means 3 times. But he said you should have smitten 5 or 6 times. So then he said, then what would have happened? Then hast thou smitten Syria till thou hast consumed it, whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but thrice. What he means is that you are going to fight Syria. And this arrow you use to strike the ground, the arrows, it means that you will win over him only 3 times. But you should have done it 5 or 6 times. Then you would have finished Syria completely. Is there another verse that shows anything at all? The next verse is what? The next verse is, next verse. And Elisha died. Okay, so that was the end of that chapter. So when he told him that you should have smitten 5 or 6 times, Do you think that the king had a chance to continue striking? He said, smite the ground. Then he said, one, two, three. Then he stopped. Why did you stop? You should have done it five or six times. So from that point, if it was you, you would have continued striking. Bam, bam. That is like, it's finished. The first one that you did three times, that's the end of the whole prophetic agenda. Do you see? So sometimes when they say something and you say amen, then they say it again. You don't say, first you don't say amen. Second, you don't say amen. Then third, before you are now saying amen. But you may not know that in the realm of the spirit, blessing is gone. If the one who said the amen at the first prophetic word has received his blessing, and you who are now coming, are waking up out of your sleep, and you are now trying to say the amen, hey, it has gone a long time. So sometimes we who are pastors, because we have feelings for you, we would have said, oh, continue striking five and six and even seven as a pastoral favor. But honestly, pastoral favor doesn't always work in the realm of the spirit so much. Elijah told Elisha, you want a double portion of my spirit, you have asked for a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me go, you have it. If you see me go. What does that mean? It means alert. I'm going to be taken away from you. If you see me, you are working with somebody, the person says, I'll be taken away. But if you see me, thou hast asked a hard thing. But if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. It talks about alertness and sensitivity. Because in the prophetic service, like most of the time, conventions and conferences like Higham, they are all prophetic services, changing destinies. If you are going to look for 0.5, 0.6, 0.7, you are not always going to have 0.5, 0.5. It's an impartation. The word that is coming, prophetic words that are said, they don't have to say, teach 7 points before you know that something has been taught in the meeting. But in the atmosphere, the man of God is under a certain cloud. Spiritual portals are opening. Do you understand portal? Yes. If you watch Spider-Man, Spider-Verse, you will see there are portals. Or Doctor Strange. Have you watched Doctor Strange before? You see some rings floating in the atmosphere, then it opens a portal. Like it opens into another world. It's like if you enter, sometimes they are chasing them, then they'll do something, then they enter, and it's like they have left this place and they've gone to another world. It's another realm of safety and deliverance. So in the prophetic meetings, sometimes at various points, portals are opened. It's only people who are sensitive. Like even yesterday, at the end of the service, when the offering was being taken, a song was lifted up. I felt that a portal was opened. Even there was a lady who ran forward. She was coming for an envelope. But in the atmosphere, nobody was saying that the Spirit of God is here. You are being touched. She just ran to the front to pick an envelope and she almost fell. She actually fell down. And at that point, I myself knew that something was in the atmosphere. But unfortunately, because of the man of God, is like he has finished and he's going, so he had to leave. But at that point, those few seconds, the song that was being sung was, I'll make room for two. Hey, at that point, I don't know whether you were in the meeting, but I don't think I was here. I felt, I don't know whether you felt, but I felt something. Yes, a portal. Something is open. It's in that portal that when you enter, healing has taken place for you. Deliverance will take place for you. You are shifted from your poverty life into a life of abundance and prosperity. Oh yes. Practically speaking. So in a meeting, prophetic meeting, sensitivity, as Bishop Oedipo once said, is the only way to maximize your portion. Sensitivity. Being sensitive. is the only way to maximize. That means that you take full delivery of whatever is yours or what is prepared for you by God. You get the maximum impact. Somebody will get a maximum impact today. So when you ever visit Witness or you watch Bishop Oyedepo's church, what you hear is amen to any prophetic word. You win this time.
Amen.
You are slow like Dana for no prophet. Phlegmatism, no dust on your system, no more. Yeah, amen. Even like the meeting, they are coming, oh, but is it slow? By the time we be through, I don't know. It's like that. The whole nation is like that. And that's why Jesus said in the days of John the Baptist that the kingdom of God, they say that the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violent take it by force. Yes, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom suffereth violence. If you think that you are in a kingdom that is cool, do you understand? Everything, be at the D, everything is cool. You are mistaken. And the things that are yours too, they have to be taken with violence. Because they are violent opposition to your progress, to your advancement, to your prosperity. Anything at all, marriage, everything is being attacked. You have to be careful. And that is why you have to be very sensitive when you are in a meeting. Sensitive. Sleep, lethargy, reticence, dullness, patronoism. Do you see? This type of, I don't want to use phlegmatic again because I've used it already. I want to use another word. Slowness. Do you see? Lassitude. Lassitude. Do you know how I understand all that? It means something very serious. Do you see? It's very important. And when you are in a meeting, and a lot of us, what you need is a very fast approach to what you believe. And then you just enter it. Well, sometimes when you delay, people are there, either you will not even take the step or you will not just be there. So, speed. By the time you are standing there, say, hey, it's gone already. It's gone. So, in these meetings, I need a little bit more of sensitivity. And I need a little bit more of aggression. You need to be a little aggressive. Oh, when you sit down, you put one arm over a chair and they say stand up. You see that it takes some time before this hand will come down, and then you hold the chair to get up. If somebody is running to go and pick something, he has gone. By the time he's here, you are now getting up. Are you late? I'm showing you that when Elisha told the man that you should have struck 5 or even 6 times, he didn't continue striking. That's the point I want you to understand. It's like, oh, you say I should strike, I struck. Because I didn't tell him how many times. He himself said, 1, 2. Because it's the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. If the Lord is delivering you, do you want him to deliver only thrice? Don't you want to deliver you 20 times, 100 times? Just over a shift, pam, 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 pam. And then the person says, it's okay. All your enemies are now finished. It's okay. And you struck 3 times. Then he said, you should have struck. Yeah, guy, now you mistake. I was saying, cause this should form 5. And 3 and 5 is just pam, pam. But we did not trade, so we are finished. And he stayed. Do the 5 says, you are now going to continue. Please understand it. Because they will say something, or I will say something, and when I say it, you are so slow in respect. It's like you want us to maybe say it 3 or 4 or 5 times, but sometimes just once is finished. Once is enough. It's gone. That's all. And somebody's deliverance is on tonight. Somebody is shifting your whole family, your tribe, your children, your wife, your life is shifting completely from how you used to be. It will be a total revolution. Yes. So, dear brothers and sisters, maybe you may choose to say, if God will bless me, do I need to say the amen so loudly? You see, the Christianity that we have found, give me that verse again. Hebrews 11 verses 1 and 2 in the Message Bible. Okay, it says that in Hebrews 11 verse 1, it says, the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. Faith is the foundation for everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can see. Faith, this trust in God. And very quickly, it disappears from your heart. Very quickly. Very, very quickly. Very, very quickly. So, in my little session, every time I say something small to just embellish the conference. It's also my session during the conference. Yes. So today, I was talking about sensitivity. Yes, sensitivity. You may be seated. Now, Matthew chapter 13. Wonderful Jesus. Just a few small, it will come. Are you there? When we finish, there will be another praise and worship session if you want, but I have to finish this part before we continue. And the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside. The fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprang up, because they had no deepness of earth. Are you there? And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30. Who hath ears? Let him hear. Now, verse 10 says that the disciples came and said unto him, that why do you speak, or why speakest thou unto them in parables? Alright? Why do you speak in parables? Because he was using, parables are like an illustration. Like a sower went to sow, some fell here, some fell here. It's like, what do they mean? Do you understand? It's like, well, what does this story, like, why don't you speak it in plain language? I think in Chi, they say that Obenyan Safu Obunibe, no one can accept. So there are some people, they don't speak straight language. When you are talking with them, then they bring up some proverb. Like you don't even know what they are. There used to be an actor like that. I don't know whether it was Obra or Osofo Dazi. He had some proverb. Is it Dr. Rokoto? You don't remember such a character. Is that him? He has some proverb for every situation. And every time, there's no sentence that doesn't have one of these it's like when you climb a good tree, they push you. All he's trying to say is that people who are doing good things are encouraged. So when they looked at Jesus, here he was teaching. When he meets the Pharisees, Sadducees, then he brings up more parables. So now he's talking, and then he answered and said, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak I unto them in parables. It's like if you don't really have much, not much will be given to you. Because they seeing see not, hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross. And that word gross is the word pachuno. And pachuno means to make thick, to make fat, do you see, or to make dull and stupid, or callous, to render callous. The person doesn't say, he's not sensitive, he can't see, he can't hear, do you see, he cannot see, he cannot hear, he has been pachunonized. Pachuno. Hey. Then he says, these people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. He says that, for verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Then he explained the parable of the sower, that when one heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed unto stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it, yet hath he not root in himself, but doeth for a while. And for when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that received seed among thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that received seed unto the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100, some 60, and some 30. Tonight, may you be one that understandeth the word. But these four categories, he says that when you hear and you hear well, or you see and you see, like as we are ministering, you can see that a prophet is ministering. Even if it's not called a prophet, but a prophet is ministering. Or that God has sent his servant to bring a major change in your life, and it will happen practically in your life. I tell you that when you see it well, you see the one who is ministering, and you see him, you don't see him as somebody who is looking for your money, or somebody who is just coming to shout, or somebody who just has plenty of time and he's just talking a lot. And why shouldn't he finish now? But when you hear that God indeed has sent a servant of God into your life, a prophet is an agent of change. If you are not married, by that prophetic word, it will change you into your marriage. Amen. If your marriage is not nice, Because a lot of marriages are not nice. Do you see? That prophetic or prophet in your life can bring a revolution into your marriage. If you can believe it, and if you can receive. That's why it says, believe in God, you will be established. And believe his prophets, you will be established. See the person who is ministering as a prophet of the Lord. Because that prophet of the Lord can bring a major shift. He will move you from poverty to riches. He will move you from one single room to a double room. From a compound house to a self-contained house. Oh yes, from a local boy to an international person who travels and comes and goes and comes. I mean, yesterday he said, my passport is 10, a boho 10. Have you seen some before? It's like a mini Bible. And you don't even have a passport. And your passport, there is no stamp in it. That prophet, whatever he said about traveling, can jump from his passport into your passport. And you see yourself, now you have double passport. And 3 passports together. And 4 passports together. You can't Dubai, I've been there before. You can't Amsterdam, I've been there before. You can't New York, you've gone and come. When they call Florida, oh, you even went for holidays the other day. When they call Bahamas, you have been there before. When they call Qatar, what's the city in Qatar? Doha. When they call Doha, oh, I've been there. But now when they call Amsterdam, New York, London, Birmingham, Bunbury, Milton Keynes. And when you say you'll be there, it's not a joke. I said it's not a joke. Because by that prophet, the prophet is an agent of change, and change will come into your life. You are changing. If you are how you are and remain how you are, it's not a good thing. And what Jesus said is that the conversion, the healing, it comes from seeing and seeing well. It comes from hearing and hearing well. So you are in the same meeting with somebody, he is hearing well, you are not hearing well. Sometimes we are preaching, you even hear something different. The man has just come, he just told us that, you know, he has money, he has a car, he has a whatever. Hey, men of God, they have money. Immediately, no, you are not seeing well, you are not hearing well. He's not trying to boast about his riches. He's not boasting about what he has. He's giving you a testimony of what faith in God can do. My wife has no need. What does it mean? Is it boasting that he is so rich that he just gives anything that, hey, the man no buy a bench no honor, be an irinia, be an odia mano. Hey, and so for him, mumu dear, man. Oh, kasa kasa now, hey. Now we don't hear, be bad, oh, catch an idea. Now, idea. Ah. Me and Junior. Yeah, he has 4 nights, and I'm honoring Uncle Moy. Hey, oh, why? You see, he said he has traveled, he's gone to many places. Hey, these days, the men of God who have come, they like traveling. Oh, is that what he's trying to do? That's the message that you got, that's the criticism that you have. Oh. That's why Jesus said, when you hear, pray that you hear well. Because blessed are your eyes. God has blessed your eyes to see well. Don't let Satan blind your eyes. And all this is talking about preaching that you hear. Now, when anyone hears the word, number one, and understandeth it not. You see? So you have a place where you don't understand. Number two, you hear the word, and with joy you receive it. Like some of you, when the preacher says, what a word, what a preacher, what a... Some people even say, preach, preacher, preachers. Are you with me so far? Excited. But the Bible says that they don't have depth. Because some people don't have depth. And people who don't have depth are people who, when they hear the word, they never go back to check the word, to do further study, even to listen to the message again till what was being preached is clear to you. So you never go deep in the things of God. You are deep on social media. Deep, dear, you are deep. You are deep on Instagram. You are deep on Facebook. You are deep on YouTube. You are deep on TikTok. You are deep on the small short clips on YouTube. YouTube Shorts. And then Facebook too. They also have Reels. Is that not so? Does Instagram also have some? They also have what? Reels. Wow. You are into, before we come to WhatsApp status. And Snapchat too, they have what? Videos. Beautiful. And they have what? Stories. Beautiful. And TikTok and Thread. People are deep. People are deep. But the word, you are not deep. Yesterday after preaching, you've never listened to it again. You've never listened to yesterday's message again. You've never remembered even the message that was preached. You have not tried to remember it. So your depth is very shallow. So the Bible says that, okay, then the third one says that it falls among thorns. And those who fall among thorns are the ones who fall, the curse of this world come upon them. Because the curse of this world are responsibilities. Looking after children. Even some people can't come for this evening because they have to look after their children. There's no house help. The house help has traveled. The house help just disappeared this morning. Just woke up and just left the house. Huh? Yeah, or weekend she doesn't come. So yesterday she was there and then today you couldn't get her. Or she went for funeral today. You see, or your mother who was helping you is not well. They are all cares of this world. Or they've cut your light. Yes. So you couldn't iron any dress to wear. They are all cares of this world. Responsibilities. And then the final one is good ground. Good ground, the Bible says that they understand the word. And it brings forth fruit. That means that whatever was being taught, they do it. And then it has a good effect in their lives. Now, all these four types of, listen, I'm ending, but all these four types of soil tell us different enemies and oppositions that come against us when we are hearing the word. One of them is that the wicked one comes after we have heard the word. There's a wicked one who comes. So when you are wayside, where, you know, you are just wayside, you don't understand the word. The wicked one, the devil, he comes to pick. He has agents. They pick the word that has been sown in your heart. And the Bible says that it's as though the person never heard preaching. That's why there are many Christians, as though they have never heard preaching. Now the word is sown, but it is always being picked. The birds of demons are pa 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 pa. They are picking. They are picking the word that is in your heart. You have removed it. You can't remember. When you don't remember, it means it's been taken out of your heart. And one of the ways to counter that is to listen to the message again and again and again. There should be messages you have listened to 7 times. Messages you have listened to 20 times. There should be a message you have that these are my favorite. This one I've listened to 35 times. This one 40 times. This one I can't even count. I've listened, it can have been in my car, a place, rewind the whole month. I can't tell how many times it has repeated, but I've listened to it over and over and over and over. You will not be a wayside type of ground. Amen. The wicked one will come. Number two, he says that when you hear the word, okay, and with excitement you receive it, but you don't have depth, do you understand? What happens? By and by, when tribulation and persecution arises because of the word, so that person, he bypassed the wicked one taking the word from his heart. Only that, he didn't have depth. So another type of opposition, another type of enemy is tribulation and persecution. They will come at the word. Don't think that when you go to church and you are fasted and prayed, all demons have now, when they see you, they run away. No. Or because you came to church and you heard the word and your heart was so moved, Yes, your heart is moved. Yes, you love the word. Yes, it went in a little deeper. But persecution is coming. Tribulation, troubles are coming. And that's why you need depth. Because when tribulation comes and persecution comes, when you are deep in the Lord, you are still standing. But when you are not deep in the Lord, you are blown away. You will never be blown away in the name of Jesus. And then the third one is the curse of this world. The troubles of thorns, responsibility. They are all attacking the message when you hear them. They are attacking the message. If they preach about marriage, when you go home, you see that, hey, responsibilities have come. Curse have come. That's why in many marriages, they say problems are finances, sex, and what? Communication. They are all things that come against the word that has been sown in your heart. And you as a believer must brace yourself to overcome each of these ones so that the word of God can take root in you, and then you receive it. It bears fruit in your life. Some 30, some 60. By all means it will be fruitful. Some 100-fold. Practically it will happen. When they preach about prosperity, you will prosper. When they preach about prayer and fasting, you become a prayerful person. When they preach about studying the word and having quiet time, you will have quiet time. When they preach about, area fellowship, fellowshipping with brothers in the area and going forward, you see that the fruit of it is that you actually attend, you actually contribute, you actually grow to become a shepherd, you actually grow to look after others, and through you, there's so much growth because some 30, some 60, and some 100. By all means, you must find yourself in one of these categories, even if it's a fruitful field, but it didn't yield 100%. But it yielded 60. It was a fruitful, but it didn't yield 60%, but it yielded 30. But it yielded something by all means. Something must come from your life. Through this convention, something will come out of your life. In the name of... Tonight, he said, I'll be preaching about deliverance. Then deliverance must happen in your life. Yes, you'll be delivered from your enemies. You'll be delivered from troubles. You'll be delivered from harassment. You'll be delivered from every kind of witchcraft activity. You'll be delivered from curses. Curses that are floating in your family, you'll be delivered from them in the mighty name of Jesus. You see, your amen was though, so I have to now say the amen for you. Your amen net must be very wide. There are some goalkeepers, you can't easily beat them in the goalpost, whether it's penalty or me and you, because they spread themselves. And then their arms are very big, their legs are long, and they are tall. So you don't know where to pass. When you pass here, they collect. When you pass here, they collect. So whichever way the prophetic word comes, when they speak about marriage, you collect, you jump and you catch. When they speak about fresh cars, people driving new cars, you jump and you catch. There are people who are married already. When they are even saying that you are going to get married, they get up and catch it. Because it's a blessing. It's, you know, I'm receiving any blessing. He said, oh, me, I'm married already, it's not for me. I'm married already, but I'm marrying the person I'm marrying again. Fresh marriage, renewal of vows after 4 years, after 5 years, after 10 years, after 15 years, after 20 years. So every day your marriage is as though you just got married, as if you are on honeymoon. You will be on honeymoon many times. You will be on honeymoon many times. The amen net is spread. The short one, amen. Because the person is preaching and going on, so you don't have to say amen. He can't even talk. So when the word is spoken, you shout amen. And you, the more sensitive you are, the more you activate a lot of things that are spoken in your direction. You are blessed. You are walking in victory. You are walking in victory. If a man's way pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. God will make your landlord, who has been harassing you, now make you assistant landlord over the other tenants. You say, I don't live in a compound house. I don't see how it applies to me. You have just said the amen. It's a good thing. You may never know when, how you will become the supervisor of other tenants in some area. Before you realize some flats be have been given to you to supervise, and then you are now in charge of it because of that amen you said. Yeah, I have a beloved already. When you say that, receive your beloved. I don't say amen to Satan. God, it's not my portion. It's your portion. It's your portion. Your husband can become a beloved. You see, one day a lady, can I talk to you? One day a lady told me that, I don't think my husband wrapped me. He said, when she hears the stories of people who are doing relationship, they used to go for lunch here, they go for walks under the moon, they go for movies, they go and bow white. And they say, me, I didn't have anything like that, because when we met, no, it's like, oh, I love you, okay, beautiful. We started counseling, or then we got married. He said, I don't think that my husband west me. I don't know whether you understand west. Like, it didn't wrap me. I feel that I've lost something. So I want my husband to beloved dose me, so that we have beloved dosing. Because there's a real beloved dosing. Your marriage was too official. Pam pam pam, no wedding. Pam pam pam, wedding. Pam pam pam, first child. Pam pam pam. So even before you can think that you are married, now you have a child. Then when you can think that your husband even loves you, you have a second child. And then by the time you are aware of yourself, you have four children. You didn't experience a certain sweetness of beloved dosing, where they give notes, they send messages. You are looking nice. You are looking. When you are married, nobody says to anybody you are looking nice. Oh. Have you come? You are going. Oh. Wow. I'll see you in the evening. I'll be back. See you later. No sweetness. But Charlie, relationships, there's tenderness and sweetness in relationships. Enjoyment of sweetness. Hello, baby. They don't call you baby. They call you Rose. They call you how all your friends call you. That's how he calls you. That's how she calls you. There's no sweetness. Yes. Kwabna. I mean, why shouldn't they make call you, let's say, even Kwabna, Kobe, with a certain lower voice. Kobe. Oh, Kobe. Oh, darling. Oh, sweetheart. Not me, Jane say. And Kayanko. Oh, darling. I mean, I was thinking that we should let the children go to my mother for a few days. What do you think? Oh, sweetheart. I think it's a good idea. Baby. Yeah, for a baby. I said, oh, I'm not a baby. Don't come and baby me. Oh, why? So you don't even know how to receive such tender, loving care. But from this conference, God will make your marriage fresh like a beloved relationship, which is new, renewed, renovated, invigorated, enriched, rejuvenated, reinvigorated, re-empowered, re-strengthened. You are winning always. You are winning always. Clap your hands and celebrate the Lord. They've bounced you and bounced you and bounced you and bounced you. What? No. All of it is coming from when the word is sown. Word. The sower. The preacher. He said, the preacher is the sower. Yes, the preacher is the sower. Where's the girl who sings that song? Can you sing it? The preacher is the sower. He's the sower of that word. He's the sower. So when he goes around, as I'm talking now, what I'm doing is a farmer who is planting seeds. I'm planting seeds. Planting seeds, it falls on your heart. And Satan is walking around. Don't think when we are in church, Satan doesn't come here. The Bible says that even God had a service and Satan came. And God asked him a question. Satan, are you there? He said, I'm here. Where are you from? I was moving around the whole world. So what are you doing here? So I'm just attending your service. Oh, have you checked my servant Job out? Oh yeah, I've checked him out. It's because you have... And the service was going on. God and Satan were discussing. And he said, oh, I've checked him. But you put a hedge around the guy. Well, I can't even touch him. I try, I don't touch. Ah. So you are just walking around looking for people to touch them. Okay, I'll remove the hedge. Make sure you don't kill him. Okay. Because with that guy, he will never curse me. Oh, well, if you remove the hedge, he will curse you. You watch. I'm going. I'll be back. Then he went. Then he went, he removed the hedge. And then now Job was without a hedge, a protection. And Satan went, he burnt all his farms, he burnt all his sheep, he burnt all the things. And burnt all the children. Killed everyone. That's what it means when God's protection is off your life. Then God had a second service. Satan came again. So have you finished the first work you did? He said, yeah. Skin for skin. A man will give anything for his life. Now I've taken everything. He's still not cursing. But if you let me touch his body with sauce and other things, he will change. He said, oh no. He will never change. My son, he never changes. He cannot change like that. And God said, okay. Go and do it. In the service. Oh. So you think when we are here, Satan cannot come here. Oh, even some of you, the way you have made yourself, Satan walks through you to come to church. Jesus was with the disciples having a Bible study. And then Satan arrived. But in Peter, in the associate pastor, like Bishop Aso is here, and then he is the one that Satan has failed. And so when Jesus turned to talk to Peter, he didn't say, hey Peter, why have you allowed Satan to use you? He said, get thee behind me, Satan. He was looking at Peter. He was looking at Satan. So don't assume that it's just an easy bed of roses. Yeah. And the word is being sown. Try to understand it. Try to engage. That's why God said, who is he who engages his heart? And to approach me. You engage your heart like your heart is there. Your eyes are on. Your spirit is tuned. Your heart is open. Hey! Paul was preaching. There was a man. The Bible says he was lame at his feet. He was sitting in the congregation somewhere. Paul saw that the man had faith to be healed. How do you see faith? I'm sure it was the way he was receiving the word and the body language and everything. So don't say your body language doesn't matter. Not your state. Why you say, I don't know, like president, or I don't know, I mean president or something. Even president, old president who cannot even keep his eyes open. Or some Queen Bee who has come from England. Queen Elizabeth who has risen from the dead has arrived in the service. when they are doing praises, you are just, when they are doing worship, you are just, when they are preaching, as if you didn't hear. So it's good to hear the word and understand it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You cross the first barrier.
Yes, sir.
And it's good to hear the word with excitement. You cross the second barrier. And it's good to have depth so that you cross the third barrier. And then it's good to have a fruitful heart, a heart that is fertile, so that when the word falls on it, it goes deep, 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 then it grows, then it brings forth fruit. Like, whatever that word has been preached, I am practically putting it to use. It's working in my life. If they preach about quiet time, you don't have quiet time. It means that the word has not borne fruit. It's unfruitful. They preach about tithing, you still don't pay tithe. It means that the word hasn't entered your heart in a certain way. Or you have heard, but you didn't hear well. You heard that, oh, they are looking for my money. I'm not a fool. Once you don't have faith in God's word that way, every word that is sown, which can bring forth fruit 30, 60, 100, can have a different description and understanding cry. So when he preaches something and he asks you to give a result, he's looking for my money. When he preaches something and he says that you should honor the man of God, hey, you want everybody to worship him. When he preaches something, it's like you never understand the word. So you can be in a church for 20 years and it's as though you have not even heard one preaching before. Father, thanks a million. Lift your hand. Marato Shikiyaba. Zetosia Mahanda Gadara Gajide. Ziyohanda La Bariota Sike Daralama. Oh yes, pray today that my heart will be a fertile ground. My heart, my mind, my body, my ears, my eyes. When I hear, I can hear. When I see, I can see. Anon chala barata sikiyega. Repandolo Moshikiyabagaya. Listen to me. You were asked to bring your envelopes and place it on the altar and pray over it. But I don't think you have done it well. But I think that some of you put it here, it was too short. So if you have put an envelope here, you can spread yourself from the end to the end. You don't have to jump over anybody. And just as we are praying, just come and do that right now. Oh, yes. Because whatever offering you have given, as you gave yesterday, and you are putting it here, may it bring the blessing,
Jesus.
The step that you have to take.
Oh yes.
This year, 2024. In the mighty name of Jesus. Marakasikata. Shantali maratosa. Via makatali damajala. Rakashundala barata ziega. Repatusandala madara kaba. Mintola baja darabada rabakia kasanda. Hindali maro tasia megabe zivia bada. Rekosandele mana ramashindele mene. Via kaburanda zimanala. Rekosa Zamana, Bandora la Mala, Zamandora Lama, Ikamandara Lama, Rabakabana Lama, Rabada Bada. We are looking for the word to bear fruit in our lives. We are looking for the word to bear fruit in our lives. We are looking for the word 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold, 100-fold, 60-fold, 100 times, 60 times, 30 times, 100%, 60%. 30%, 30%, in the name of Jesus, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold, fruitfulness, bringing forth fruit. If it's prosperity, let that prosperity flow. If it is long life, let that long life flow. If it's a job, let that job happen. If it's a marriage, let that marriage work, in the name of Jesus. If it's a child, let that child appear, in the name of Jesus. If it's for a husband, let that husband appear. If it is for a wife, let that wife appear. Bato sande limekaya, rabanda libara, rakosanda libara, rekosanda lama, rabanda la mashiaga, rabande limegarada, setoyaka bale, matalimara, raketa laga, hindola jale, brata zendala, rekosanda, emananda, likuata siega, marendo shadalige, Marabanda limarada, endolada bada bada, mata siaga dale, reko sanda, nimaya, nocha nina, leralo, 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 yonda siela ma, mazieka panilala, zeto lava, anda la gara, zeto yagima, namalieka sondala, reko sabie, my God, nashitalada, reko sandalaba, let the rain from heaven, let it water your ground. Imandalama, Rekosa, Sia Kabalige, Mato Sayabada, Mato Palimia. Thank you, Lord. You can go back to your seat. Rata, see, if you have prayed enough, you feel you have prayed, you can go back. Batola Nishataya, Likura Bashikatara, Rata Branda Libarada, Yomanala Labada. Minora Rabashia Lagada Remota Palimia Yemihun Sentreni Mae Simi Ama Mata Uehun Yemi hun sentreni. Ma esiniye. Ama mata. Ma wane ni wen hunu. One and you went good when you were on the road. Abuwa. Yemihun sentreni. And then you went to the world. Abuwa. Che, che. Oh, yes, Lord. Marada Shibie Kananana Valeria. Lift your hand and bless him tonight. Lift your hand and worship him tonight. Mario Cassende Levenoria Bahagadara Lama. Emanoria Mahakata Sianda Lamarota Siabadaria. Eru Mahandakia Gasali Garado Sae. Se wo Chirinoa. Weni Rigua. Oh yeah, when he was here, oh hallelujah, oh Nami, Nami, oh Tibi. Otni nista nimremu matoria dalibagaria de natu minina erase niti Emmanuel naniti Emmanuel chi reste ya. Thanks a million for everyone. Thank you that your word will work mightily amongst us. We shall see fruits from every word that is spoken in our lives. Every word will bring forth fruit. Every word of God is pure, and every word of God will do an awesome work in our lives. Therefore, let that work be effective. The efficacy of the word, bringing forth 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Whatever the topic, we are ready for 30-fold. Whatever the subject, we are ready for 60-fold. Whatever the message, we are ready for 100-fold. We thank you. May nobody hearing your word experience the wicked one catching the word away. May no one. May no one. May no one. Let your word have free course in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We have no doubt that you have received a blessing from the Word of God preached by Bishop Eddie Addy. Do join either of our Victory Secret Services
from the Macarius Church Headquarters,
East Egon Hills, Accra, this and every Sunday at 7:30 and 10:30 a.m. Connect with Bishop Eddie Addy on Facebook Live, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. God bless you and lead you in a series of victories.